the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a busy morning today, and I'm so happy that we have some girls from Girl Scout Troop 11150 today. They're going to share some stories and essays about their experiences as members of Girl Scouts of America. There are 34 girls in this troop, one leader, six adult members, and the girls are as young as 5 and up to 15, juniors and cadets, as well as younger Girl Scouts. And we're really happy they're here today. It's the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouting this year, and they have a lot of things planned. And we're going to meet each visiting Girl Scout right now, and I'm going to start with you. What's your name?
I'm Mara Webster.
And Mara, where do you go to school?
Well, I go to PA Cyber, but I would be in the Ambridge Junior High.
And what kinds of things do you like to do for fun?
I like to play basketball, hang out with my friends, and especially Girl Scouts.
Excellent. What's so fun about Girl Scouts for you?
Well, since I go to PA Cyber, I don't get to meet very many people, and I met a lot of friends since I've been in it. And all the things that we get to do, it's a lot. And it gets to show us new perspective of a lot of people that don't get as many things as we do.
That's a really good point that you bring up. If you attend a home school or a cyber school, and you might not get to see people in your own community as much just because school takes up so much of everybody's time, Girl Scouts is a nice way to keep in touch with other people. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening, any friends or family members?
The whole Webster family, if you're listening.
Of course they are. Anybody else?
Just all my friends out there.
Great. Well, thank you, Mara. And Mara is, everybody's going to share an essay or something they've written too. But now let's move the microphone over to Bree and say hello to her. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. And can you tell me what school it's Bree? Is it MISIC?
Yes.
And where do you go to school?
State Street Elementary.
And what grade are you in?
5th.
And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Shout out to anybody.
Just hi to everyone who's listening. I don't really know anybody else that's listening.
Well, yeah, they're all out there. Trust me, everybody. They're all tuned in. What do you like to do in Girl Scouts? What has been enjoyable for you?
Hanging out with my friends and the little field trips we go on.
Did you have a favorite field trip so far?
Yes.
What was it?
Faith Ranch.
What happened there?
We went horseback riding. We got chased by peacocks.
Chased by peacocks? That's really giving Nadia the giggles. We're going to find out how that happened. That would be scary. Peacocks make a lot of noise, don't they?
Yes.
They can be very loud. Well, that sounds like it was a fun trip, and I can't wait to hear what you read. Let's jump over to Nadia real quick, since you remember the peacock incident?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called now, the peacock incident?
Well, I actually acted like one to freak out my little sister, Brianne.
Uh-huh.
And all the rest of the girls in the troop, but it was really fun.
And Nadia, where do you go to school?
I go to Ambridge Area Junior High.
And grade?
7th.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I like to hang out with my family and do Girl Scouts and play video games.
And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be tuned in?
I'd like to say hello to all the MISIC family and all my friends and scouts.
Excellent. Thank you. And now let's zip back to Hannah and say hello to you. Hello, how are you? Oh, no, wait, Caitlin, Hannah, Caitlin, Hannah. I thought you were Hannah. Hi, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And where do you go to school?
Freedom Middle School.
I thought I mixed up Hannah and Caitlin for a second. What do you like to do in Girl Scouts, Hannah?
I like to do, like, all the crafts.
Oh, is there a craft you especially enjoy lately?
I like making swaps.
How do you do that?
They're basically safety pins, and what we do is we decorate them, and you swap them with the girls you meet.
Oh, neat. So it's a pin you can wear, and they're called swaps?
Yep.
Okay, because you trade them. What a cool idea. Who taught you how to do that?
I learned it from my Girl Scout troop.
Well, that sounds really great. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I just want to say hello to my family.
Great. Now, that was Hannah, and now I know this is Caitlin. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
And tell me about yourself, please.
I'm 14 years old. I'm in 4-H. I have a rabbit, and I have a dog and a cat. I have a little sister who's at home right now, and the thing I like in Girl Scouts, I love hanging out with my friends, hang out with Naughty, because me and her always hang out on the weekend sometime, and it's just fun being a Girl Scout.
Now, where do you go to school?
I go as the same as Ambridge Junior High. I'm in 7th grade.
So you and Nadia, I get to see, that's cool that you get to hang out. It sounds like you all have good friends, not only each other, but throughout the troop. Now, why don't we start with Nadia and have you, you're all going to share something from journals that you've kept as part of Girl Scouting and essays. And Nadia, do you need to tell us anything about this before you share it?
No, not really.
Okay. So this is Nadia Misek.
I chose to be a Girl Scout because I wanted to try something new. I'm a very quiet girl, and these girls helped me speak up. We helped out the community, and right now I'm a 7th grader, and I'm working on my Silver Award. And soon, I will work harder and try to achieve it. We at my troop are helping people with flying colors, and seem to be able to do more than expected. We did so many things like collecting socks, dog food, and cat food. We done a lot of community service, and much more. I met so many people there. I have more friends there than what I have in school. When I'm there, I feel confident, caring, and have character. They help me show who I am and what I will be, because everyone makes me show my flying colors, and so do they.
That was really well written, and going first takes a lot of courage. You did a great job. I liked what you said about feeling quiet. A lot of people are quiet, and how Girl Scouts, you know, gives you a chance to be yourself, even if you're quiet, and to interact with other people. You're a good writer, too. Do you like to write?
Sometimes.
Well, I appreciate your sharing that with us. That was Nadia Misek. And why don't we go to Bree and have the two sisters read? And then, and Bree, I hope I didn't surprise you. But this is Bree Misek, who is in 5th grade right now. And whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Why I choose to be a Girl Scout is because I get to see my best friends. We also do Bronze Awards, Silver Awards, and many other awards that pushes me to do more than what is expected of me. I also like staying in Girl Scouts because when we go on our little trips, we have the blast of the time. Girl Scouts help me understand that you're more in life than just friends, boyfriends, school, and other things people like to do all day, like moping around the house and stuff. And it helps me know that it's okay just being me.
That was beautifully read as well. You sounded great. Thank you so much. Now, another essay about Girl Scouts. Julia Gordon Lowe would be proud. Who knows who she is? You must know. No, she's the founder of, do you know? Tilt that microphone over so you can give us the answer. Mara knows.
She was the founder of Girl Scouts and started the whole program for us.
Yeah, 100 years ago, which is amazing. Why don't we have Hannah read next? Hannah, you wrote something that you're going to share too. And whenever you're ready, go ahead.
I chose to be a Girl Scout because it's all about changing the world, and that's what I want to do. While changing the world and learning about the world, we are also making new friends. New Girl Scouts join our troop every day, so there are always new girls to meet. I also love selling Girl Scout cookies. It is a fundraiser to help us meet new people and see new places. This year, our troop is going to Washington, D.C. Girls all over the country are meeting there for the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouting. That's another way we can make new friends. Girl Scouts is about leadership and working together. This year we met a man from Australia. We also met a teacher. She taught us what to do if we want to be a teacher. This year we are also going to get certified in CPR. I can't wait. We're having an event at the mall. We are going to have so much fun. We meet a lot of people, and we are going to meet many more. Girls can change the world and bring peace to the planet.
That was really well written. Do you like to read?
Yes.
You can usually tell when somebody writes as well as you do that they like to read, too. That was a really great essay, and I'm glad you want to change the world. Now, next... Why don't we go to Mara? And do you have something to share too?
Yes.
And Mara's going to read from a Kindle, I think. Is that a Kindle?
Yes.
Yes. I was wondering where your paper was.
I wanted to become a Girl Scout because I go to cyber school and there weren't a lot of chances to meet friends. To join Girl Scouts and make new friends like the song. I also would not be able to go to many of the places that I would have if I was a Girl Scout. Over the course of 2 years, we did a lot and we're still going on. We raise money to do everything that we do. It also shows independence. Cadets are working on our Leader in Action badge, which also shows that you can be independent as girls. Girl Scouts also let me see what I have in life that most people don't have.
Excellent. That was, again, so well done. Your essays have all been so beautifully written. And these, were not written as part of a school assignment in a class. These are written to talk about Girl Scouting and to salute the 100th anniversary. If you're just joining us at the Saturday Light Brigade, we have Girl Scouts from Troop 11150 in Beaver County. Some girls are from Ambridge, some from Baden, Freedom, Economy, that's where the girls are in this troop, and they're sharing essays they've written about Girl Scout experiences. And we have one final essay from Hannah. Oh, Caitlin, I keep messing you two up because you're right next to each other. Sorry, Caitlin.
It's all right. I chose to be a Girl Scout because I like to be myself. All the things I like doing with the Girl Scouts is what I help with kids. I'm trying to do also with my Silver Award, but I just developed juvenile arthritis, so I can't do most things. So we're helping kids. We donated 100 socks to kids. Right now we are helping a girl who has a brain tumor. In Girl Scouts, you also get to do things that you don't get to do before. We are all sisters in the Girl Scouts because we treat each other with respect. And when we get to go somewhere, it's always fun to hang out with friends. To be with people that you're close to and helping people who need help.
That was beautifully written. You have a really nice voice,
too.
And that was just beautifully done. Now, did anybody want to say anything else that they may have forgotten to say about Girl Scouts or about any adults or other people you might like to acknowledge while you're on the radio? And Bree raised her hand first. Hey, Bree.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to my mom, the troop leader, and all the parents that help out with the troop.
Well, our pleasure. I'm glad you did that. Anybody else want to say something? And we've got Caitlin.
I just want to say hello to all the Alessio families and the Annisberger families, if you're all listening. And I want to say hi to my friends in junior high, especially the ones who got into the ISS. I want to say hi to my friend, Little Bunny. She's been with me since first grade. She is my
really good friend. We've been through a lot together, so I would like to say hi to also to my cousin Corinne and Adam, if you are listening, and Melissa. I would like to say good luck with all the kids in first grade.
Thank you. Oh, you had one more thing you wanted to mention? After first grade, you said one more thing.
She's a first grade teacher, so I would say good luck with them.
Thanks. Anybody else? Did we get everybody? Oh, Mara. Thank you, Bree.
I would just like to say that we have an awesome troop leader and all the family that help and all the new adults that are starting to help and participate.
Thank you, all of you, from Troop 11150, and I hope you have a continued great centennial year.